Hi, this is Jerry Newberry. You're listening to the National Defense, and we're live at the VFW National Convention down in Orlando, Florida. And with us is a very good friend, been on the show several times before, Ron Hornaday.
You got it right, Jerry.
I said it right.
Yeah.
I screwed it up one time before.
You know what's so cool about it is all the people out there, all the VFW veterans and everybody coming out. A good turnout. This was really impressive. I've been busy for the last 2 or 3 hours.
Been signing autographs.
Just meeting, pictures, autographs. There were just really some awesome people out there.
Well, I thought they were giving away something free because I saw the long line, and I thought, man, I have to go over there. There's got to be some good merchandise or something. I find out you were signing autographs.
No, they actually gave 2 driving experiences away. They're going to do that later, so they thought that was a line.
Yeah, what's the driving experiences?
I think it's Richard Petty.
Really?
Yeah, he wants you to try to go there.
So they get in the car and they get to drive around, or how's that work?
I think it's it depends what class they take. There's 2 or 3 different venues you can do, and there's a rookie deal where you can go out there and they show you the orientation about a race car and show you how it works and takes you out there and gives you a ride along, and then you get to go out there and run about 25 laps up to speed.
Well, that sounds very cool.
Scary too.
Number 33, Chevrolet Silverado. You're number 2 in the standings.
That stinks, don't it?
Well, it's not what I expected of you, Ryan, really.
Me either. We've trying some different things. Rick Wren and myself and everybody at KHI, we're trying different things, and it hasn't been working. So we're going to go back to our normal stuff. And, you know, Johnny's been on a tear. I'm going to give Johnny Benson a little bit of credit. He's won the last 3 races. He just broke the all-time record. I think it was 2 in a row, and he just made it 3 in a row. So they're on top of the game. We're going to have to do our homework to get our VFW Chevrolet up front. But we've got an opportunity. We can. We've come into some good tracks that I like, and the season ain't over with.
Yeah, you got a long way to go. And, you know, your last race, I mean, essentially, you had a 20th place start, you might as well say, right? You finished number 2. Is that correct?
I think we ended up finishing 4th.
Oh, 4th?
Yeah. But
okay.
Yeah, we weren't.
Well, from 20th to 4th, I mean.
That wasn't bad. I made it look good, at least.
Yeah, you did. Very exciting. It's always exciting to watch you race.
Anytime you can get out there and, you know, just let everybody know about the VFW and just put that Chevrolet truck up front. And the colors are so awesome on that, the red, white, and blue on it. And just it makes you feel proud, so I just drive that much harder and hopefully can keep it out front and let everybody aware about the VFW.
And I know we've been having some amazing experiences at the tracks with KHI's team and bringing the troops in. And I know it's just been such an experience for our military people.
Well, I mean, this is, if it wasn't for all of our military, we wouldn't be doing what we're doing. And we enjoy what we do. And to just take 10, 15 minutes, just go and say hi to them and have them ask questions. The questions they ask is pretty cool, but yeah, it's a lot of fun. I mean, this is probably a great program. I mean, for the VFW and all the veterans and everybody out there. I mean, this is to just get to meet the people and what they've done for our country is cool.
Yeah, what I find, you know, on a personal level, is you have thousands of veterans here. And, you know, they're walking around with their VFW caps on. Some of them don't get around too good. And they're so excited about you being here. And when you think about it, these are men and women who hit the beaches of Normandy, fought at Iwo Jima, Khe Sanh, Panama, you name it, Iraq, Afghanistan, Persian Gulf, and you know, these are some amazing people, but they're so excited about seeing you. And it seems almost like it should be a role reversal. I know when I stand here and I look at some of these people and talk to them, I'm really humbled at times.
Oh, me too. I mean, that's, you know, like you said, I should be the guy in line waiting for their autographs, because we wouldn't be where we're at today in this world if it wasn't for them. And just to hear some of them stories is really cool. And you know, I told you before, we you know, you go over there, we got a chance to go to Iraq and see some of the troops now, and you try to sign autographs for them, and all they want to do is send them back to the States, you know, to their families.
Yeah.
And stuff. And that's basically the same thing here. They want it for their grandkids and everything else. So it's quite an experience, and I'm I'm very honored to be part of the VFW and support the name on the side of the truck, just to meet these people, what's give us our freedom and what they've been doing. It's pretty awesome, and I enjoy it. Each time we do these little functions, and this ain't a little function here. There's a lot of people
in
there.
No, this is a big one. Yeah. I was going to say, what functions you've been going to?
The only good thing is I got them all primed. Kale Gare will be here tomorrow, so we'll see how that goes.
He's a little young. He graduate from high school yet?
Yeah, but he's a little younger than I am, so he don't even understand what you're talking about. Yeah. But
is he going to you get him a little box to stand on so when he talks to the people?
He's a very good-spoken kid. Yeah. Really had a good run yesterday, if you guys watched it.
Yeah.
And then he pitted, and the yellow flag came out and put him a lap down. But still, the team is really turning around up at KHI, and that Nationwide car is really going good. And it's glad to see the VFW on side of that thing and a couple races. So you get to talk to him tomorrow, and don't bag on him too hard, you know. Because,
no, I won't. All right. I promise.
I appreciate it. Thanks. Take care of my kid.
To be serious, it means a lot for the VFW to partner with KHI, and it's been a pleasure talking to you several times, you know, at different events, and, you know, you're really a great guy. You do a lot for the troops. You put your ass out there going to Iraq, and it means a lot, and I just want you to know that. Don't ever think it doesn't matter, because it does.
Well, I mean, when I jump in my truck, I strap in, and the first lap I go wide open because I believe in my guys. When they ask me to go to Iraq, I believe in our soldiers and our guys. And I went over there, and I knew I was safe. So this is what America's all about, is just trusting people. And trust me, I know what our troops have been doing for us. All them radio stations and TV stations don't show what our troops have been doing for us. So it's an honor, and I'll go again if you guys want me to. But them guys don't want us there. They want to get their job done and get home
and
get their own autographs, because when we get up there and got autographs, all they do is send them back to the troops, but or back to their family. So quite an honor to have VFW on the side of our Chevrolet pickup truck, what runs the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series. But it's even an honor just to meet these people here, what we're doing.
Well, I want to tell you a funny story. Well, not so funny, but true story. This morning I was talking to a couple of veterans out on the deck, and we're smoking and carrying on. And I said, so, you know, we have Senator John McCain coming in, Senator Obama, President Bush. They're all going to be here this week. And one guy looks at me and said, who gives a damn about all of them? Your NASCAR team's going to be here. So I got a kick out of that.
Well, that's good. I'm glad I compare with somebody.
So what's coming up in the future? How many races you have left? And
you know what? I don't really care. Just I go race
one at
to
a
race,
time.
And we're heading to Bristol on Wednesday. So that's why I didn't get to get here on Monday. So we're actually here on Sunday. So stay tuned. We'll see what we can do. We were farther back in points last year. We won the championship, so we're only 40-something behind, and we'll give them a run for their money.
Yeah, I know you will. Hey, thanks for being with us.
I appreciate it.
We've been speaking with Ron Hornaday, part of the KHI race team, and certainly part of the VFW team. I'm Jerry Newberry. You're listening to the National Defense.